The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Great point you made during that last song, Graham. This was a 4-day work week.
It was.
Yeah, I had to check. I was like, was this a 4-day week? Why does it feel like we've been here for a month this week?
I know. All right, let's get right to it. First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Ooh, chubby little Friday. But anyways, taking the family out to our annual birthday week. You got 3 Pisces in the car. Woo-hoo. Happy birthday, Alden. Happy birthday, Steph. And happy birthday, me. Imagine having 3 Pisces in this household. You know? Yeah, we're going to go to Seattle for the whole week. Woo, yay. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
That's I have a couple of thoughts. Imagine being in a car or a house, nothing but Pisces. I
love it.
They're just all emotional and sad and crying. Amazing. And then you're going to Seattle where everyone's already depressed because the weather and the rain. And so you're even sadder.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You're not going to be able to tell so many tears and raindrops happening at the same time.
Everything
is just going to be gushing. So Pisces are the only sign that's emotional. The rest of us that aren't
ones.
A Pisces, nobody else is emotional. Because that's the only thing I ever hear from you guys about this mumbo jumbo.
They're the most emotional. They're also very creative. You know, they're amazing. They're wonderful.
So the rest of us signs, we can't be creative or emotional.
No,
just,
you can't.
That's reserved just for that.
It's just different levels.
Pisces, then Cancers are also very emotional. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know a lot of human beings with a lot of different signs, and they're all dang emotional.
Yeah,
all
but
of them.
Like you, Graham, you're a Leo. You don't really show your emotions that much.
Doesn't mean I'm not emotional.
But you don't show them as much.
I'm not emotional.
Everybody has emotions, but
you show
we're
them
talking,
different, in different ways.
God, I hate that astrology is a thing that people actually believe in. It's shocking.
Before we get to your chance to win some crazy cash, you know, $1,000, me and AJ, my husband.
Yeah.
We went to the doctor yesterday. We're like actually trying to take care of ourselves.
Oh
my God.
Okay. I applaud this. I still haven't gone to my doctor's appointment for 2024, but it's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Well, Graham, it has to for your own good.
Buddy, I know.
Just because we care about you. So I went and got some labs done, like for no reason. My mom's been like, get labs done and make sure, you know, your liver's working and you got kidney function and stuff. I was like, Mom, chill, but whatever. Did that to make her happy. And then my husband, I told you how he probably has like sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
He has been paranoid about that. So we finally were going in to get the referral to get that sleep study test and all that. Anyways, they took my husband's measurements.
Okay.
Like down there?
Like what kind of measurements?
No, not down there. Not down there.
I haven't had a physical in a long time. I don't know if that was part of it.
Weight and height.
Okay.
Got it.
His height, you guys.
Oh, no. Has he been lying to you?
That's just his assumption. Has he been lying to you?
Yeah, but he was also lying to himself.
Really?
No way.
He's only 5'9".
What did you think he was?
5'10".
Oh, no.
5'10".
Oh, well, no. You do start to shrink a little bit.
Oh, Selena.
You think he's shrinking or he didn't know? Because even he was shocked and he was like sad. Like 5'9"?
Oh, no.
I can't believe I'm with somebody who's 5'9". Like 5'9"?
Yeah, but that's also like compared to your height, it's like if he
still
was,
towers over you.
Still.
You're the shortest person I know. Yeah, 5'9". I mean, there's that God, Love is Blind, and I'm only 5'8". I'm only 5'8". And that's like he mentions that in every.
5'9" is just right there. It's right next to him.
Yeah, 5'9" is that same thing. Look, I always thought I was 6'2¾" my whole life, and then I got the official measurement, and I was just 6'2", and like just a tiny hair above that. I still say I'm 6'2¾", so he could still say.
Yeah, he could still say.
Right, I was measuring him, but I know.
Maybe the measurements were off at that doctor's office. You should go get a second opinion.
No, those things are pretty accurate. But yeah, now, see, that's the thing. Now, Selena, you know, because he could have gone on saying that, and when would you ever have verified that?
Never.
And now the whole Bay Area.
Now you told everybody. So that's the thing. But you do get to, as a guy, it's one of the things you are allowed to round up slightly.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that.
So you can just round up to like 5'11"?
That I know he's only 5'9", he can't make that. I don't think he can make that jump. 5'10 and a half.
If I was still single and dating and I found out a guy was 5'9", I'd be like, you're just a little too short for me. But when it's my husband, it's like, hey, anything goes. Whatever.
Isn't 5'9 the average U.S. male height in the United States?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
That I don't know.
I'm fairly certain it was always the number. Like, that's the average.
Like, see, I haven't been single for, 5+ years. But I always felt like 5'10 was like the shortest I would go.
Wow. Look at the disrespect right now. Put some respect on my man.
But I've evolved.
Okay.
You know, growth. I've evolved. Growth. You know, I used to like a guy with hair, too.
You have evolved.
And here, I know. And here my husband comes along, bald as hell, but fine as hell, you know. And
yeah.
You just make it, you make it work.
That's all
we
that
could get him some of those little lift shoes.
No.
The little man heels.
Yeah, Fashion Nova, I think, was selling those.
We're not doing that.
So, yeah, the inserts.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For now, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So a California legislator has introduced a bill that would make Bigfoot... official symbol of our state. You know, we have the official flower and bird.
Mm-hmm.
This would be our
California
official.
California quail. California, the golden poppy.
This would be our official cryptid, which is a creature that has been claimed to exist, but that's never been proven to exist.
Whoa.
Why do we need this?
We
if
don't.
You're the state legislator that's suggesting this and actually making a bill to push this forward, you should be fired. Focus on real problems. That's just my opinion, but I do love Bigfoot. All right.
That's random.
The NBA should be taking notes on how to do an all-star game the right way, because they switched formats this year and it was kind of boring. The NHL changed formats for theirs and it was pretty awesome. They had a four nations face-off tournament with all-stars playing for their home country, either the United States, Canada, Finland, or Sweden. The final was last night, and unfortunately Canada beat the United States in overtime 3-2 to win it all, but the game was tense. It was exciting and players actually gave a damn and they really wanted to win it all, which is something all the other sports leagues can't seem to capture in their all-star game.
Oh, wow. Ooh. It's like a mini Olympics.
It was pretty, it turned out awesome.
Sounds cool. Awesome. For today's weather, we'll see clear skies with highs in the mid-60s. It should be mostly dry this weekend, but there is a low chance of sprinkles for tomorrow, and then those chances increase a bit for Sunday as well.
What cities?
Nothing too crazy, though. Moving on.
What kind of percent chance are we talking? Because all I've read is that this is going to be a very warm weekend.
There's about an 8% chance of precipitation on Saturday, and then that increases to 17%. Yeah.
Man, I just read it's going to be warm and great this weekend.
What cities?
Hey, Virgo besties! Your day today is going to be, six.
Uh-oh.
Things could get busy at home. Family and domestic matters require attention. Clean a mess and stay out of someone else's argument. And if all else fails, remember to chill.
Chill. Take a chill pill. Chill. He's back, bro.
I want to talk about the outrage that's going on right now in India over one question that one of their, a YouTuber there asked. On a comedy show. This is a very well-known YouTuber there. His name is Ranveer Alabadia. And he's pretty well-known personality. He does a lot of comedy stuff. And he had a little comedy show going on YouTube. And he asked a question. Now, this question has led to all sorts of controversy about what is free speech in that country. And the parliament's investigated. Police have come to his house to investigate.
Whoa.
He could be facing charges. They say he might not, but here's the question that was asked, and I want you ladies to answer this same thing, because we're afforded different freedoms here in this country, and I do have to ask this question slightly delicately, but
I'm a little nervous.
But again, it caused a major controversy in India. Here's the question. He asked a contestant on his little comedy show, would you rather watch your parents hook up every single day for the rest of your life, or join in once and you get to stop it forever? Selena?
Ew, what is wrong with him?
That's a pretty good would you rather. So
you're sick either way.
I think we should answer it. Selena, your answer.
I guess watch.
Every single day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You've got to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm joining in.
No!
Graham!
Oh, my God.
You're a
then you can be done with it. I could deal with it in therapy for
you
the rest of my life.
You would rather have a three-way with your parents.
That's disgusting.
You're sick.
You have to get every single day.
You,
every single day you have to watch.
Yeah, but you could be thinking about something else as
your
eyes are looking at it.
It's your parents hooking up. You can't think of anything else.
Yeah, but that...
And even just watching with your eyeballs is different than participating.
That's not, yeah, yours, it sounds less
what if
sick,
I could just be a
traumatic,
very limited participant?
No, Graham,
like I'm just like,
no.
I'm not.
I can't look at you.
Close my eyes.
You're gross.
I can't look at you.
Anyways, this question. I don't know what. That's a pretty good would you rather, but again, it has landed
that's
him.
The worst question ever.
In a lot of hot water. He's, again, been questioned by police.
Oh, my God.
The parliament there is investigating this. It's caused just widespread controversy, again, regarding free speech. But that was the question.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Just
hey, leave us your talk back. What would you
pick there? That's a brutal one. That is a brutal one.
I am so surprised by your answer, Graham. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I mean,
I can't even look at you the same.
I haven't fully formulated my answer because that both
you
things
gave us your
both
answer.
Things are awful.
No,
both things are terrible.
No takesy backsies.
I'm shocked by your guys' answer. You just sit there every day.
I'd rather do that than
touch bodies with them.
You guys are sickos.
Stop.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hot Coffee Show!
Yes, finally!
Yes! Happy Friday. We're the JV Show.
How's my tongue melting?
On Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jazz. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Oh my God, this proto clone.
The hell is that?
So creepy. Oh, Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Make sure you're following us if you're not already. A lot of what we talk about, we post there on our Instagram like this. You can check it out on our story. There's a startup tech company called Clone Robotics who have unveiled their first synthetic human-like robot. It's called ProtoClone. And it's the creepiest thing I have ever seen. This is the first ever musculoskeletal android. It's a 6-foot-tall, faceless, anatomically correct human robot.
Well, totally anatomically correct because I don't see his...
Why are you looking there?
How could I not be looking there? The video is the thing dangling right here in front of me. But he doesn't have something dangling.
He looks creepy. And
I do not want this. God. This android robot is made up of synthetic muscles, bones, joints, and tendons that allow it to walk on its own like a real human would. It has 200 degrees of freedom, meaning it can make 200 independent movements. They've been working on this robot for 10 years.
Oh,
and if you go online now, you can reserve one of the first 279 clones that will be made available later this year.
I mean, we continue to say it, but we're at the tip of the iceberg. And in a not too distant future, humanoid robots will look so damn real and move so realistically that you'll barely be able to tell the difference. And we'll
like
get to the point and they'll be able to interact. We've already seen the robots that interact using AI and they can answer questions like in real time with like about the same amount of a pause that a human would in responding to your question. And they will be basically all-knowing because they'll have AI at super intelligence. They'll know it'll know everything and know every single thing that's ever been on the internet and digested all the information and be
but
able to
this,
spit it back to you. And then they'll be able to move and look like you, too.
So this looks like something from Stranger Things. Would it be creepier if it had, like, skin and looked like a person?
But we're not far from that. That's
yeah, but
thing.
I'm
no,
saying
I know,
they're
like,
I mean, they're working round the clock to make that happen.
From what I've heard, like this, the way this one moves, like you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's very human-like. It has a list of pre-installed skills. It can pour drinks for you, sit at the dining table. It could follow you around. You know, grab items that you ask it to get, and much more.
That's creepy.
Robots will be the end of us, you guys. Robots will.
We've been saying that. It is funny that one of the hardest things for all these, with all the AI and all the robots and stuff, to mimic actual human movement is one of the toughest things to do. Actual human, how humans walk and just the little tiny subtle things that the human body and muscles do is one of the hardest things for them to mimic. But again, getting closer and closer. Would you want, let's just say this thing can walk around your house. It looks exactly, it'll end up looking exactly like a person, you know, by the time this thing's ready to roll out in your house and it does your dishes, does your laundry, cooks for you. Would you want one then?
Yeah, me
too.
But maybe one that's like smaller than this, because this one, he scares me because he's so big.
Sorry, he's got to be able to reach the stuff in the top cabinet, you know.
Yeah,
in your kitchen.
But I don't have anything up there because I can't reach it. So I think we'll be fine.
I don't even know if I would want that.
It's scary, but we're
headed
there.
It's too creepy. It's still creeping me out. I don't think I want
But
one
Selena,
in my house.
You won't have to do anything in your house.
I don't Nothing's do anything anyway.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. It'll pick up, it'll find all the Totino's pizza rolls that are going stale under your couch in bed.
Oh my God, we went grocery shopping Yesterday, my daughter asked for bagel bites. So I guess we're back on the bagel bites. Oh.
Nice. Bagel bites
Selena
are good.
Classic at my house.
They are tasty. Yeah, I don't know if I would want one of these things loping around my house. It's just weird. But you'd be able to engage and interact with it like it was a real
big
person.
Big floppy feet. I don't need
that. It's got this one does look tall and muscular. It looks like he's about 6'2 and three quarters from Napa, probably.
Oh, yeah.
The west side.
Graham, why are you describing yourself?
Size 13 foot. Looks like what I'm seeing. And yeah, you do need big
tiny
feet
hands
to hold up that big
and
frame.
And nothing in the middle. Like this one, too.
Yeah. Just like you, Graham.
This is pretty accurate. I might sue for the likeness here. I think they ripped me off here. Yeah.
All right, if you want to check out Proto Clone, it's on JV Morning Show, our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kim K is being sued in a case of mistaken identity. There's a guy named Ivan Cantu. He's suing her after she posted a picture of him on her social media last year when she was trying to bring awareness to the case of an inmate who was awaiting the death penalty in Texas. Only thing is, he wasn't the right guy.
Whoops.
There is an Ivan Cantu locked up in Texas. I think he was actually executed. Whoa. But the one that she posted, like that picture, just a random guy, a project manager in New York who one day went online and there was his picture everywhere.
Just regular old Ivan Cantu,
yeah,
not death row inmate.
Yes,
Ivan Cantu.
Yes, plain, you know, Joe Schmo type of guy. He says this mix-up subjected him to public embarrassment, shame, hatred, ridicule. He's been suffering serious emotional damage. He's been losing sleep. He has nightmares. He has PTSD from this. His reputation is tarnished. So now he's suing, going after her money. I don't know how much. That
get
part's
your bag,
not disclosed.
Ivan, get your bag.
Yes. Says he's been having to go to therapy and everything for this.
Kim Kardashian's team would do the same thing if somebody used her likeness where it shouldn't be used, right?
Yeah.
So do it right back. I'm all for this. The list of things that he's suffering through, probably greatly, greatly exaggerated for effect to try to increase the financial award that could be given in this case. But look, I mean, she has massive, massive following. Yep. And
right.
Your picture
Hundreds
being plastered
millions.
All over the place, it is going to cause, there are going to be repercussions for that. Get your bag, dude.
Get your bag.
I'm all for that. Yeah.
All right. How creepy is this? A couple of celebrities have been finding black coffins on their properties.
What do you mean?
So like last week, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he wasn't home, but his brother was when somebody pulled up in a Tesla, two men hop out and they just like dropped off a black coffin.
Cool.
Not cool. This is actually really, really creepy. And then it happened more recently this past weekend to DJ Khaled at his house in Miami. Two people pulled up in a truck. They claim to be from some delivery company. So like security let them go through. They go to DJ Khaled's house and they just drop off a black coffin outside his gate.
Cool.
And then on the coffin was RIP OVO, RIP Drake, and then an upside down cross. And then they just jump back into the car and drive off.
What?
Wait, so they're trolling Drake at the same time?
I don't know.
This is just an elaborate prank and promotion for something, and I like it.
What if it's Drake? What if that's his way of promoting his own project? Like,
saying
I'm
that
coming
he died
in
the feud?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Kendrick's sending him out just as a reminder.
Think
you guys see what I did? In case you missed the Super Bowl halftime show, this is what I did.
God.
Check it out.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is
awesome.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so I don't know. By the way, police there, they don't really think this is serious enough to investigate. So they're just like, whatever. For now, at least.
What? I'd be freaking out.
Me too. Thank you. Someone's dropping off a coffin at my house.
That's a
I'm
prank.
I'm not sleeping there.
It's a well-crafted prank. I like it.
From Kendrick. I like
Maybe.
That theory.
We don't know.
I like
yeah.
that theory. All right, Graham?
All right, if you've ever been eating in an Applebee's and thought to yourself, I wish I was in an IHOP right now, or vice versa, great news, because that dream is now a reality. On Tuesday this week, the very first ever U.S. location of an Applebee's IHOP combo restaurant opened in Seguin, Texas. They share the same parent company, so this isn't that big of a surprise. And they've opened locations like this internationally for some time, and they said they were very successful. So when guests walk into this new restaurant, again, just opened this week, they're going to be able to choose between two distinct dining areas. One looks like an Applebee's that you know. One looks more like an IHOP that you know. But again, they're not separated by much, but they are separate dining areas. But the restaurant shares a kitchen, a host stand, and the bathrooms and all that kind of stuff. But according to the parent company, you're going to be able to, quote, savor IHOP's world-famous breakfast offerings and Applebee's diverse menu of casual dining favorites and alcoholic beverages all in one visit. They say after this one, they're hoping to open another 14 of these dual-branded locations across the United States next year. Do you guys want your Applebee's specialty cocktails along with a big stack of pancakes?
I don't.
Those are two different occasions, two different things that you go to on separate.
Yeah, but it's 2025. We're all about wanting and getting whatever we need at this instant. And sometimes, you know what? I do need a... Selena, what's an Applebee's cocktail? I'm blanking right now.
Like a margarita?
Yeah.
Didn't they have some big promotion for their... I can't remember what it was. But sometimes...
They do like bucket drinks, but that's only like certain times.
Okay, so say I'm eating my big stack of pancakes and I want a bucket drink. Boom.
I don't want that. That seems very unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, it's done also, quite well, apparently.
I rarely even go to IHOP, so I don't really want them there.
I don't go to either of those. I've evolved.
You've evolved past Applebee's?
Yeah.
To what?
She didn't leave the house.
And Chili's.
Oh.
So do you put, in your mind, are you like thumbing your nose down at Applebee's? Are Chili's and B-Dubs on like a higher level in your mind?
For me, yes.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Yeah. I always thought they were all kind of...
on the same?
They were peers.
No, Applebee's is like down here now for me.
Just for you?
For me. I can't speak on anybody else. There's a lot of people I'm sure that love Applebee's.
What about IHOP?
I'm not a big breakfast person, so I don't do IHOP too much.
IHOP. Denny's. We used to hit IHOP late night because it was always open 24 hours. There was one in the city that was open 24, and it was near the bar I worked at. So when you left, it was like, what are we going to eat? IHOP.
Stack of pancakes.
No, you go get like an omelet or something at that time. I need a little bit of protein. Oh, the best. Those are the good old days.
All right.
I saw Too Short in there one time.
Really? That's so random.
What's up, Too Short?
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. Woo-woo. All right. So what the bleep? It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep dot word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. All right, let's give a listen to today's clip. I hate that I can walk into a room now and smell that someone just got done eating.
Ew. You know what that happened to you guys? Like?
That's gross.
Ugh. I know.
But yeah, it has a very distinct smell. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember on this Friday, it's still a family show. Even though all the kids are on ski week right now, swooshing down the slopes. Does anyone actually go skiing on ski week?
No, that's why I told you my daughters, at least Hayward, they call it President's Week.
Is anyone out celebrating their favorite presidents this week?
No.
Or buying a mattress?
No.
No, I didn't think so. All right. Whip out your iHeartRadio app. Like Selena said, get the talkback mic going. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show chug mug. And remember, again, this is a family show.
Yep, so keep it clean, you sickos. All right, get those guesses in. We're going to play them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to what the bleep where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed our clip of today, here it is. I hate that I can walk into a room now and smell that someone just got done eating. Yeah.
Ew.
There's a certain smell.
Oh, there is.
There is a certain smell.
There is. Turn the fan on.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kimberly from San Jose, and my guess is eggs. Have a happy Friday, guys.
Just got done eating eggs.
Does that have hard-boiled eggs?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, for sure. There's that eggy smell.
Yeah, ew.
Don't eat them at work.
I agree. Don't
Or around me.
Just if you're peeling hard-boiled eggs in your cubicle, like, just know everyone else is getting a whiff.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori and Morgan Hill, and my guess is onions. Have a great day. Bye.
Eating onions. Yeah, you smell all oniony.
Yeah, very strong smell.
Morning, JV Show, this is Kathy from Tracy. I think the bleeped out word is fish. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's a great guess.
Great guesses, people.
Eating some fish, and that lingers. That tuna smell lingers in the room for a long time. That's the one drawback to cooking fish, right? I feel like it just soaks into the curtains, the carpet, everything. Ooh. Like you just, everything in your house smells like it for a long time.
It does. Yeah. So, hey, great guesses. Continue to leave them, though, because we still do not have the correct answer. Again, get on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app to leave a guess. We're going to play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is a What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug mug, but you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. It's actually not that hard. Just leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. I hate that I can walk into a room now and smell that someone just got done eating.
Talk to the butt.
Like, open a window or something, please. All right, let's go to your guesses. Oh, and remember, this is a family show. Right, okay, we know that. So keep your guesses clean, please.
Good morning, JV Show. I think the bleep that word is broccoli. This is Mary from San Bruno.
Broccoli!
That was a very popular guess this morning. Does broccoli have a smell like that?
Yes.
It does. Okay, all right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia and Janessa from Vallejo. We think the bleeped out word is tuna.
Yeet. Tuna!
There's another, a good one. That was another popular guess this morning.
I think fish is probably a very common guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Amaya from Coconut, and I think the bleep that word is garlic.
Garlic. There's another great guess.
I don't mind the garlic smell, though. It smells like someone's like cooking something delicious, you know?
True.
I do,
but
too.
But I don't want it to linger.
Yeah, I don't want it all the time. As soon as you're full, I don't want to walk around, walk into my bedroom and be like, oh, it's a garlic cloud in here. Like, no thanks.
I could see that.
Yo, what's up? My name is Mr. Curly in the house. My guess is Curly.
I think that's Mr. Curly guessing curry.
Curry.
Or it could be Mr. Curry guessing curry, but either way, that was another popular guess this morning. Curry. Wait,
did nobody get the correct word this morning?
Not by my count, Jess.
Oh, gosh, no.
All right.
And I think this is the second Friday that nobody gets it.
Oh, what a way to end the week.
Take a listen to today's clip, Unbleeped. I hate that I can walk into a room now and smell that someone just got done eating yogurt.
Yogurt.
Now, wait just a second. Because I was the one that brought this to your attention years ago. Because wasn't it you that used to bring a yogurt to eat? Selena, was that you?
My daughter. I used to have to bring my daughter to work. And every morning she would eat a yogurt. And every morning Graham would walk in and be like, it smells like yogurt in here. And I was like, yogurt doesn't have a smell. Are you crazy?
And now, are you on my side?
That Jess eats yogurt every morning. I walk in here and it smells like yogurt.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And yogurt smell is not necessarily a good one. It smells like a mixture of feet and neck.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? There's something just a little off-putting about it. I love yogurt. Don't get
me
wrong.
But it doesn't linger, does it?
I mean, long enough for me to walk into your yogurt cloud every day.
The studio is a yogurt cloud when you walk into it. I'm just thankful that, Selena, now you are back side. Selena, do you have your full sense of smell back? You had long COVID and couldn't sniff anything, farts or gasoline, for a long time. Where are you at?
Yeah, I can smell again, but I feel like it's not as strong. Like, my husband will still smell things that I can't smell. But, I mean, for the most part, I can smell.
It's kind of a good thing sometimes, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So you're just like...
Like, we had a gas leak at our house last week, and I couldn't smell it. But he did. I mean, it's called PG&E and everything.
Oh, that kind of...
Yeah.
That's scary.
I know, but I couldn't smell it.
You got to get out of the house immediately.
Yeah, they're like, evacuate! And I was like, why?
Where was it coming from?
In our room. Our bedroom. There's like a little like fireplace situation.
Oh, and it was just...
I guess it was leaking, but I didn't know.
It was leaking. Did one of your kids accidentally turn it on without lighting it or something?
I have no idea.
Scary.
I know.
Your whole house could have exploded.
I know.
You could have died from gas inhalation.
Know.
And Selena had no idea.
Just totally nose blind to the gas in her house.
Dang it. oh my God. Guess what happened?
What?
Yesterday. Well, I didn't tell you guys this. I got pulled over a few weeks ago.
We saw it on your story. I was waiting for it. This was it, right? I thought you had posted it.
I did post it on my story, but I forgot to bring it up to you guys. The ticket came in the mail yesterday.
And what was the ticket for?
Okay, so, well, first, I got pulled over because I was in the express lane, and then I crossed
Oh, the double
lines. The double lines when you weren't supposed to.
It's the same thing as a concrete barrier
but
in the eyes of the DMV.
In my defense, it was a weird stretch of freeway where there was like repainting and stuff. So like some of the lines are painted black and then some are white. I couldn't tell what was what and the sun was beaming and there was reflection.
Is this the excuse that you gave to the officer or you actually believe this excuse?
No, I actually believe it, but that's I told him. So he didn't ticket me for that. He let me go off. You know, I was off the hook for that part, thankfully. Uh-huh. But I didn't have my wallet on me, and so I didn't have my license. So he gave me a ticket for not having my license on me, like physically.
Whoops. And you always cackle at me for carrying mine. You're like, what do you need that? I have my phone. I know. I have my phone. You couldn't just show him your phone?
No, he didn't. He wasn't going for that.
Oh.
Anyways, so the ticket came in the mail yesterday just for not having my license on me.
And?
How much?
$233 just for not having my license on me.
Wow. Okay, that's a good reminder, Bay Area. Make sure. Just having your phone isn't good enough. But I thought they were going to start doing that where you can have your ID on your phone.
They do in some states already. California is not one of them.
We ain't there yet?
We ain't there yet.
Okay, carry your physical license with you, people. Otherwise, a $233 fine.
But it is like one of those fix-it tickets. So I'm like, now I got to go to like the CHP like office and like get my ticket signed and be like, here, I have an ID.
Here it is. Let me show it to you. It's on my phone. Like, no, we don't do that. Get an actual
another
one.
Ticket.
$233
Give me another ticket.
Ouch. That's
isn't that insane? They're just getting over. Who has that type of money? Like, who do you think I am?
No, let me ask this. Again, that's a good segue. Who do you think I am? Did you try to relay to the officer that you were Selena from the JV show?
No,
just by chance. Be like, oh, I don't have my ID. Funny thing about my ID, it actually says my real name, but the name that most people call me is Selena because I'm on the JV show on Wild 94.9. Yeah. You didn't try that?
No.
I could have been like, I'm actually going to a station event right now.
Would you guys actually be able to do that? Because I can't.
Oh, no, I can't.
Part of me was hoping like maybe he'll just recognize me, but I'm not going to say anything.
I could never do that, but I feel I was rooting for you to have tried that.
I was like, I have my iHeart jacket here. I have a lanyard that has like the iHeart logo all over. I was like, please just see that.
Let me just reach into my iHeart.
Please just see that and ask if I work for iHeart.
You should have been like, sorry, I left my ID at work at the big red iHeart Radio building in San Francisco because I work there.
Must have been in the studio where all the microphones are.
Yeah, where I go live.
Where I broadcast every morning on Wild 94.9. I wish I had the you-know-whats to drop that in. So
yeah,
once
I should have tried that.
I can't.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging with us. And who do we have on the phone this morning?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you? Whoa, excuse me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. So this is the JV Show Yup Nope game. Jess, what is she playing for today?
You are playing for a pair of tickets to see Alessia Cara.
Nice. Okay, so I'm sure you know how this works, Erica. For anyone listening who doesn't, we are going to ask four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Let's get right to it. Question number one. LaGuardia is a major airport that services what city?
New York City.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
That's right. That's right. Question number two. What is the term used for the speed at which a piece of music is played?
Cadence?
Nope. Tempo. Tempo.
Tempo.
That's what we're looking for there. Cadence seems pretty accurate, though, as well.
I feel like cadence is like the rhythm, like the... I don't know. It all mushes like together. I don't know.
Well, the page here says tempo, so...
Okay. We're going with tempo.
Uh-huh.
Question number three. In the hit HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm, what's the name of the character that Larry David plays?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I have never watched that show.
So good, by the way. Phenomenal show.
What? Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Larry David?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's the main character.
Yeah. I have never seen that show. No. I get all the questions right every other time.
Except for this one.
Right.
Do you want to take a guess? It's really similar to Larry David.
Harry?
Nope.
He plays Larry David.
Yeah, he plays himself. On the show. Larry David. So when I say it's really similar to Larry David, I mean it's the exact same. He plays himself.
Oh,
great show.
God.
It's a great show if you've never watched it. All right, question number four. Burgundy, Bordeaux, and Champagne, all different wine-growing regions in what country?
France.
Yep.
I feel like we should give her the tempo one.
Yeah.
But
I think so, too.
Or the Larry David one, because you kind of confused her by saying it's similar.
Right.
I mean, I said Harry.
Right, Harry David.
Pretty close.
Harry and David, they make some good treats. Yeah. All right, let's think about this for a second, because we didn't give away a chug mug for our What the Bleep game earlier. Like, no winner there, feeling a little unfulfilled. And then this, I'm feeling like we need to end the week on a positive note.
Something.
And it would have been, the positive note would have been her just, like, acing all the questions, because I thought, in my mind, they were super easy. But, just kidding.
I have my three kids in the car. They're all really excited. They want to go to see the concert.
See? Come on, Graham. It's Friday. We feel good.
Yeah, what the hell? It's Friday. Let's do it.
Wow, Graham never makes an exception, just so you know, Erica.
You should feel special because you just won a pair of tickets to see Alessia Cara.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you, everybody.
You are very welcome. All right. Well, we hope you have an amazing weekend. Hang on there. A lot of shout outs. Graham, before you get to all the DM slides you have, we got to talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. I wanted to see if you guys could wish my daughter, Mia Bella, a happy 7th birthday from Dad, Mom, Nina Marie, and John Paul. Happy birthday, Mia Bella.
Happy birthday, Mia Bella.
Who gives a fart?
Have a great weekend.
Name. All right. A lot of people in my DMs, a lot of moms in my DMs as usual. One here, it says, Mom, sliding into your DMs. Can you shout out my son's birthday on Friday? Paul Jr. from his mom, dad, Gail, and Sophie. We listen between 7 and 7:40 every single morning while commuting to school. Thanks. And that is from Liliana. So happy birthday, Paul Jr.
Who gives a fart?
Great point.
Another one here. If you could give a shout out to my kiddos on Friday, they'd get a kick out of it. We are in the car listening to you guys for our three school drop-offs, elementary, middle, and high school. So shout out to Colton, Mason, and Mallory in Benicia. Thanks, Graham. We love you guys. And that's from Mom Marlene. So shout out to you guys.
Who gives a fart?
That's
a good point. Another one. Hey, Graham, happy Friday. I want to give my boyfriend Joseph an early birthday shout out. It's tomorrow, but I want to make him feel special since I know he'll hear this. I love you. Thank you for taking care of us. So happy early birthday,
happy
Joseph.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Dad in my DMs here. So we want to wish a happy and lucky 13th birthday to our amazing daughter and sister, Ayala. She is always reliable, conscientious, impressive in the band and on the basketball court, at school and at home. Remembering the day you were born, we can't believe how far you've come. Love, Mom, Dad, Kat, Sella, and Roy, I think. So happy birthday, Ayala.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Morning, Graham. I'm hoping to give a shout out to my daughter for her birthday. We love listening to you guys on our way to school. Happy 6th birthday to our princess, Myra. We love you, and that's from Mom and Dad. So happy birthday, Myra.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Yeah, good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, before I get to Kanye West, I know I'm a little late on this, but you guys know that the production of season 3 of Euphoria is finally underway, right?
What?
With their core cast returning.
Only 5 years later.
I know. minus a few people who already announced they're not going to be returning to the show. But they're also adding some new faces. Maybe you guys already saw this online, but Marshawn Lynch is going to have a role in this new season.
That's really cool.
I think it's very cool, as well as Rosalia. She's going to be on the show, too. All right, now Kanye West. He's relapsed, you guys.
I'm color me shocked.
According to multiple sources, he's back on that nitrous oxide, that laughing gas.
Really?
Yeah, one person said that when he got back to LA just before the Grammys, he got more dental work done, and that's when he relapsed. Another source said that after that, the nitrous oxide kind of took over and it started to escalate to things that he hasn't done in a long time, like the ranting and like the anti-Semitic posts and, you know, the swastika t-shirt and like all that stuff. And then a third source said there is clearly an issue with nitrous oxide and the dentist. Like, maybe that's where he's getting it from. This medication always leads to a meltdown. Like, when he comes off of it, he's crazy. He will do and he'll say anything he wants. And he uses this like regularly, like as a medicine.
Oh, no.
Not good. But not surprising.
Not
that's something,
shocking.
That something
who is giving
else
him this?
Was adding to the fire here.
Yeah. But I guess that kind of makes sense if he's not, you know, he wasn't doing that in Japan. He was in Japan for a long time and like he was silent. He was silent. Mm-hmm. We weren't hearing anything. No controversy other than, you know, Bianca being naked in public. But who cares? But yeah, and so that this is also said to be like a major source of conflicts for him and Bianca as well, because he completely switches up when he's on it or afterwards.
Are they officially done? I mean, we talked about that story that like they're through, they're broken up, but then there hasn't really been any like confirmation follow up or anything, and she hasn't come out and made any statements, right?
No, I haven't seen anything else.
Like, oh my God, thank God I'm free of that nightmare. We haven't heard any of that, which is, I would think, the next logical step, and or a book deal or a song.
Yeah.
She might drop an album.
Documentary.
She might drop an album or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll let you know when that happens. But so far, nothing. Graham, what do you have?
It's burrito season, you guys! Woo! Well, not quite yet. Apparently, more people eat burritos during the summer than any other season. So in anticipation of this, Chipotle is going on a major hiring spree. Listen up. Maybe if you're looking for a job right now, this could be an opportunity. Because Chipotle says they're looking to hire 20,000 new employees.
Whoa.
That's a lot of burritos, I guess, that get served up during the summer. They got to be ready for it. The interview process for this is a little interesting to me. I always assumed you just walked in, they checked to make sure you weren't currently super high, and they just tossed you an apron and let you start grilling. But apparently that's not how it works. The company says they're going to be using AI to streamline the interview process. So when you apply, you likely will not be talking to a real person. You're going to be talking to a virtual team member powered by AI. And her name is Ava Cado.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it's pronounced Avocado. Oh, but either way, it's two words. And apparently, Avocado, she can talk with candidates, interview them, answer their questions about the company, collect basic information from you, schedule further interviews with hiring managers, and then she can even be the one to deliver the job offer to you once, if you have made it through the process and are selected by a hiring manager. So you're likely going to be interacting extensively with Avocado.
The future is here.
She sounds nice. Yeah, they say they're looking to eventually expand to 7,000 North American restaurant locations. They currently have 3,700, something like that. So they want to add more employees and build out more locations. Chipotle is growing and they're hiring a lot of people. So just...
Little tip
when you are talking to Ava Cado, make sure you're very complimentary of her and be polite to her.
Yeah,
I hear she's a little sensitive.
Do you think this would make the interview process easier or harder?
They say it streamlines things and they get more applicants, and the applicants get placed into jobs almost twice as fast than through traditional hiring practices. Isn't that weird? In the future, as we are more and more into the future, what if all jobs you're just interviewing with AI?
Would it take less pressure off of you if you were the one being interviewed?
I'd still be sweaty and nervous.
I think it would be easier, though.
Yeah, but AI is smarter than your traditional hiring manager. They know AI has got super intelligence. They know everything. They're going to be countering your every answer to every question.
Something about feeling less judged by like a person sitting there or looking at you. I don't know. I think I would rather that.
I don't know. When AI asks me what my biggest weakness is, I'm going to be like, it's working too hard. AI is going to be like, I saw you post about rattlesnakes and other things. I know that you're scared of this. Like, they know everything about you.
That's true.
Comb the internet.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Tate McRae and the kid Leroy. Jess, are they dating?
They're not dating. Were they dating?
Yeah.
Oh, then they are dating still.
Wow. Thanks, Jess.
How do you know that, Graham?
I need to fact check that, but I thought they
were. Yeah, now I'm second guessing everything.
I want her to date someone else.
Me too.
Wow.
Me too.
Please stand by. We're going to check if they're a couple or not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Oh, Jess is back from the bathroom. Ran in just in time, Jess.
Did we go to the JV Show research department to determine whether or not Tate McRae and Kid Leroy there are dating? Because I thought they were, and Jess was like, no, they're not together.
Listen, I'm sorry, Tate. I thought she was with somebody else. I thought she was single, too. So I'm over here with my facts wrong. But I did check. They are dating. And she said it was a little nerve-wracking to work with him on a song.
Because he looks like an Australian street rat?
What?
Wow, I'm kidding. I'm just saying she seems like way out of his league in my mind.
Graham is saying that because he loves Tate McRae and doesn't want to see
her
with anyone.
I like her music and Kid Leroy seems beneath her musically.
Yes.
That's just what I'm saying.
But she's not bad looking.
No, I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never looked her up before.
She's definitely not your wallpaper on your phone or anything.
No.
You were just saying how Chipotle, they are going to be hiring like some 20,000 people, and they're using AI to streamline that process. Like when you interview, it's going to be with their like AI assistant.
Yeah, and her name is Avocado.
Hey, y'all, it's Hazel from San Francisco, leaving you my daily talkback. I work for a big corporation. I'm not going to say which one, but it's a grocery store, and there's about 7 in San Francisco. We also just recently used AI to hire our new team members, and her name is Sage. And it's frightening and not the best, the people that are getting hired by Sage. So,
oh my God.
Isn't that insane? Because I said, imagine a world where you're getting an interview and hired by somebody that's AI. It's not a somebody. It's a artificial intelligence. It's a thing. And she's saying that's already happened. 7 locations here in San Francisco. Sounds like Whole Foods. But not sure. But Sage, imagine that. You're walking around frustrated because your coworker is a complete idiot. And you're like, who hired this moron?
Oh, Sage.
Someone's like,
did.
Oh, Sage.
Wow.
That's not a person. It's AI. Well, I guess, not so smart, AI.
I guess you do need a person to kind of like feel
the vibe
of that person. Like, AI isn't going to be able to recognize, hey, this person might be a psychopath, because you're just going based off your answers.
Yeah, because you can get psychopath vibes,
yes,
or like lazy vibes or whatever, yes, from people during the interview process. AI does not detect that yet.
Wow.
Have you guys seen that video on social media? It was going viral of the guy. He was using a ChatGPT like thing to answer the questions in a job interview. So as the interviewer,
yes,
on the screen is, and then
ChatGPT
is kicking back the answer and he's just reading it.
Yep.
Imagine that. It's going to be AI interviewing AI for jobs, because you will just be able to... AI doesn't know that you're taking a while to get the answer, so you just let it go into an AI program, and then you're spitting back an AI answer.
That's actually
AI
a really
is going to be interviewing AI.
Idea.
What if they don't even hire you? Then we really don't have a chance.
I know.
All right, we have your chance to win.
The future is weird.
Crazy cash. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. Graham, we have an asteroid update.
Major asteroid update, you guys. Yesterday, we talked about how the odds of that one asteroid that they discovered in December increasing to a 3.1% chance of impacting Earth in December of 2032. And I was going, guys, that's... the odds there are pretty good. Like, in terms of a roulette wheel, I've hit longer odds on the roulette wheel winning a betting on a single number. And that was like a 1 in 32 chance that this thing was going to hit Earth. And again, roulette wheel, 1 in 37. Okay, NASA said, hold my beer. They've reevaluated this thing. And now we have lowered the impact risk so everyone can breathe.
God.
A big sigh of relief. We're down to just a 0.28% chance. And so we are now... barely on the scale of this thing impacting Earth. It's in the range that says a chance of a collision is extremely unlikely with no cause for public attention or public concern. So everybody stand down.
Thanks.
Get out of your doomsday bunker.
Did they do that just to give us a heart attack?
No, they didn't. I mean, they were analyzing different probabilities and things, but until they really get a good look at this and study it more than that. And we said that yesterday, there was a chance as they got a better look at it that this number was going to go way down. It did.
Okay,
so
good.
Now, but they said there is a chance it could go back up.
See?
But,
stop.
But right now, this asteroid is not on our radar really anymore.
Okay, good.
So, 2032 looks like it's going to be a great year.
Yay!
Guys. Minus the climate change, of course.
Yeah, yeah. We're still
the sea level rise and all that stuff.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be miserable.
Fall off into the ocean.
Yeah.
Hey, before we give you this keyword, which I swear I do have, Graham, all morning you've been talking about Patrick Mahomes' hair.
Have you guys seen his new haircut? Post Super Bowl, and well, really post his entire playing career, he's had only one haircut.
Oh my God, he
sort
looks
of
weird.
The curly mohawk. I don't even know what you call that he's rocked his entire career. Is it a faux hawk when it's curly like that?
Yeah, it's still a faux hawk.
Okay,
he just has curly hair. Why can't his hair be curly in a mohawk?
Why isn't it a regular mohawk?
I think because there's more on this. There's more hair on the sides than a regular mohawk.
Either way, he's debuted a new look. Go check it out. It is on our story, JV Morning Show. We've got a little poll there asking whether or not you guys like it. It's
voting
basically just
no.
Like trimmed very short and more like...
I mean, just regular.
It is very regular. The comments, a lot of people are saying he's gone full dad. And
why?
But a lot of people
Is that a dad haircut?
It's more of a dad haircut than what he had. Right?
I like it. I think it's more age appropriate.
The faux hawk was like midlife crisis.
Yeah.
The other thing bugged me, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think this is a major improvement,
it
albeit
looks much better.
It is sort of bland and more bland and boring. And a lot of people are like, it looks like an, you know, whatever decade, you know, it's like we've seen this haircut before a million times. But I do think it is a vast improvement over that annoying thing before. My question is, will his helmet sit down lower now, or does he wear a different helmet? You ever notice that Patrick Mahomes, the toughest helmet, is like really, really tall? He looks funny to me running around the field.
Helmet
is not fitting right. Now he's assumed, well, maybe because it's because of the hairstyle under there. It's poofing it up a bit. Oh. Maybe the helmet will pull down a little lower
hilarious.
Now.
That's hilarious. I never noticed that. Hey,
how did you not notice that?
I don't know. I'm not checking for Patrick Mahomes' helmet. If you want to check that out, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Just walked in here. The bathroom again?
No, I was getting a winner.
Sure you were.
You guys tricked me. I know you guys tricked me.
What do you mean? The song came to an end. This is a live
time
radio
displayed
show.
On the screen. Let you know how much time is
left.
Come on the
air. You're not
song.
Here.
Mm-hmm. And then we hear the toilet flush.
I feel like I spend my whole morning just running from studio to studio. Not
bathroom,
to the bathroom.
Doesn't take a detective to figure this mystery out.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
It's going great now.
Bob, it's about to get even better. You just won tickets for a Rolling Loud. Congratulations.
Woo, right on.
Can you give us some details on Rolling Loud real quick, Jess?
Yes. So this is happening in LA. It's happening next month, March 15th and the 16th. And you just won a pair of two-day general admission tickets. So A$AP Rocky, Playboy Cardi, Peso Pluma, and so many more are going to be there.
All right, Bob, you also are going to be getting a JV Show Chug Mug because you're going to stick around and just hang out with us for a few more minutes to play our Chug Wheel game. Now, if you don't know, this is a great game for you. It's a lot of fun. Not so fun for us because usually it ends with one of us having to chug something off the chug wheel. So here's how it's going to go. We sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Bob, if you can guess that person's answer, like if your answers match up, if you can guess what you think that person said, you get a point. You get 4 points. You win. That means one of us...
My blood pressure's through the roof.
...is going to have to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it lands on. Graham, what's on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's a chug wheel, we've got pickle juice, chicken bone broth, tonic water, lemon juice, bean sprout water. We have the soup du jour, of course, which is the soup of the day. Chef, what are we cooking up today? Yeah? A cream of asparagus soup is on today's menu, which sounds delightful. And we also have some sake on the menu this morning on the chug wheel.
All right. You ready, Bob?
I'm ready.
All right. So let's get to it, Jess. Who'd you talk to?
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm from New Zealand.
Nick from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Wow. All right. So let's get to question number one. Listen up, Bob.
What do you think looks better, baggy jeans or skinny jeans?
Bob, what do you think he said? Baggy
he
or
said
skinny?
Skinny.
Skinny.
Baggy jeans.
Oh, he said baggy.
How do we know what people in New Zealand like?
I know.
It's kind of hard.
It's going to be a tough one. All right, let's go to the next question.
Wild 94.9 is known as the Bay's number one hit music.
Do you think he could finish that? What we call the phrase of pays, really. I mean, do you think he could finish that?
Ooh. Why not? Yeah.
Station?
He wasn't sure, but
he did it. Major, major question mark, but he got it right.
All right, next question.
In the It Ends With Us drama, are you team Blake Lively or team Justin Baldoni?
Now, Bob, you already have 1 point, but what do you think he said?
He said Blake.
Probably going to be Blake Lively.
Team Blake Lively, you got 2 points, Bob.
2 points, two more to go to get someone here on the JV Show chugging. Next question.
Do your parents pay for any of your bills?
What do you think he said, Bob? Do you think his parents are still on the hook for any of his bills?
No, not anymore.
No.
No!
Yeah!
3 correct, 1
I thought
incorrect.
We were friends.
One more correct answer.
You only need one more.
Gonna take. Oh, no.
Next question.
At what age do you think people should stop going to nightclubs? 30s, 40s, 50s, or never?
What do you think he said?
Oh, let's just say 50s.
I think never.
Never! Yes, we are still in the game.
That's not the correct answer, right? 50s, right?
Hey, no. at any age.
You want to be at the nightclub like, sweating up and then granny's putting her dentures on the bar?
Hell
like,
but yeah. There are clubs for people who are a bit older.
Yeah, they're called retirement homes. That's a different thing. Okay. All right. It's still 3-2 in favor of Bob. He needs one more correct. Let's go to the next question.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say hot?
Ooh.
Bob, what do you think he said? Hot what?
Chocolate.
Hot sauna.
Hot sauna.
Who's it? Hot dog. Hot dog has got to be the number one answer on the board, right? Hot dog.
All right, Bobby still got 3 points. Let's go to the next question.
We got this.
Would you be okay with your significant other following one of their exes on social media?
Ooh.
What do you think he said?
No. No.
Yeah.
He said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that what he said? Yes?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, now...
They do it different in New Zealand.
That seems very mature of him, but the answer there is no. I'm not cool with that. All right, in true JV Chug Wheel fashion, it's coming down to this final question. Bob, you need to get this one correct to get somebody on the JV show spinning the Chug Wheel and chugging something nasty, and here it is.
Do you change your sheets at least once a week?
What do you think he said? Do you change your sheets at least once a week?
Well, I hope. Don, wait a minute. I hope he said yes, but I'm going to say no.
All right.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
That is
Bob,
it.
Bob, simmer down. Simmer down.
Four exact, and that is the threshold. And you have won the JV Show Chug Wheel game, and effectively we have lost, or at least one of us has lost this morning.
Bob, but you got a chug mug. You got your Rolling Loud tickets. Congratulations. All right, hang on. How are we handling this? Who's drawing names?
I've got the sack here. The sack. And I am...
Wiggle it around.
I'm feeling for the name.
If it's me, it's rigged.
Stop it. Please don't be me. I tried to manifest a no chug this morning.
We were so close.
That dirty New Zealander doesn't wash his sheets. Thanks a lot, guy.
What?
It's not rigged, but it says Jess.
It's rigged. I knew it. His hand was in there for too long.
Oh, what am I feeling for? A piece of paper?
You made the papers, Jess. Yes.
No, this is fishy. This is fishy. But you know what? Fine.
Hey, you could get Saki. Saki's on the wheel.
There's some easy spaces on that wheel.
Too bad. Jess is not chugging. Well, she's chugging coming up, but she's spinning next, so be here while making nine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, your name was drawn. Cut the music!
All right.
Let's get down to the real business here on this Friday.
Graham, what is on the chug wheel this week for those of us just tuning in here?
All right, we lost the JV Show chug wheel game, and Jess's name was unfortunately drawn. Well, fortunately for Selena and I, unfortunately for her.
Fishy.
On this morning's the chug wheel, which she will be about to spin in just a moment, chicken bone broth, tonic water, lemon juice, bean sprout water, the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, and today the chef has prepared a cream of asparagus, and also sake is on this morning's chug wheel. So I'm not that scared of this wheel, but again, it's not for
There's
me to decide.
There's a couple things I would not like. But
I'm not spinning this morning. Yeah. It's Jess.
The only thing
spinning.
I'm scared of is the soup du jour.
What the chef recommends.
That sounds not bad this week.
It's always so chunky.
No, cream of asparagus is, like the name implies, creamy.
It sounds creamy, yeah.
Okay. Creamy,
maybe delicious. A little thick. Damn soup du jour! But it sounds delicious.
Yep. By the way, we are live on Instagram, JV Morning Show.
Hi,
go
friends.
Check it out.
Hi,
Join in. Give us a follow.
Come watch the spin.
All right, Jess, she's taking some deep breaths. All
any
right,
last
give this spin.
Any last words or tonic something water. That you'd like to manifest?
She's calling tonic water.
I don't think tonic water's that bad, but to
sounds
chug
gross.
A whole
yeah,
glass
pickle juice.
It.
That would be a dream.
All right, the wheel is
spinning.
All right, spinning.
It's
the wheel
going.
Is
spinning.
Pickle juice.
Yes.
And she is celebrating. She is celebrating her win. Jess will be chugging some. Pickle
I think
juice
I would like a
up.
Little taste in solidarity.
Oh, okay, everybody. Pickle
really.
Juice.
Selena would like a Friday shot of pickle juice.
Ooh, I celebrated too hard, you guys. I'm out of breath.
All right, we are chugging. Well, not we. Jess is chugging.
Yep.
Coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday to us. Jess is chugging.
I'm pouring up.
She's about to chug.
Pouring up the pickle juice. Pouring up that. I'm getting every last drop out of this jar. Every last drop.
We just played the chug wheel game. Shout out to Bob. He won. He did his thing. We lost. Okay. Jess had to spin the chug wheel. Pickle juice it is.
This is a safe. That's a safe spot.
I think so. I mean, Jess
celebrated it landing on pickle juice. So she's obviously not scared of it. We've had pickle juice on the wheel before. And I can't remember who had to chug that one, but they weren't fazed by it. And so this is happy Friday, Jess. This is an easy one. You're welcome.
You ready, Jess?
I did. Oh, Jess, I hit a button on your phone.
Oh, my God. Graham.
You handed it to me and I hit a button. We're supposed to be on Instagram Live and I don't know what I hit.
We're live. Are we still live?
The live video ended.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Graham. Hey, we're recording this. We'll post it as soon as it's
coming back.
It's done anyways.
We are coming back. All right.
All right, Jess.
Okay. Now, I do feel like this is going to burn a little bit because of the vinegar inside.
But how does it smell?
Pickle smells juice, good. It smells delicious. I wish I had some vodka in here, but it's fine.
All I'm seeing on our live is a picture of my wrist. It's a good looking wrist, but you handed me the phone and then
forget
it
the live.
Froze up.
We're gonna post
I
want
to be on the live,
Graham. Yeah. You already screwed it up. We have to get to chugging.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Jess,
we'll
are
get
you
back
ready?
On there. Yes, right. I'm ready. Ready, set, chug, chug.
There's a big smile on her face about this one. Right, she is chugging and it is dribbling.
She's dancing. She's twerking and chugging at the same time.
Everyone always feels bad for Jess. She always has to chug. She always has to chug. Look at that. She chugged
there you go.
The pickle juice. It is done and gone.
How was it? Ooh, that does burn though.
Really?
It's delicious. Thank God I love pickles.
There was a lot of it
in there. It's so good. I'm going to need one to crunch on right now, but
you've got
that was best case
17
scenario.
17 times your daily value of sodium right
perfect.
There.
Perfect. So sorry for everybody that was on the live.
You're going to get ground.
You can blame
you're gonna be
Graham
a
for that.
Little salty. Just a little
my blood
salty
pressure's
today.
Going to go up. Thanks.
All right, Graham.
But
what do you have
good.
Here?
All right, I want to talk about what this woman, a video that this woman posted online, because she says she dropped her car off to the mechanic. They said, you know, pretty major repair needed. This thing is going to be in the shop for about 2 weeks. So you're going to be without your car for 2 weeks. A couple days later, she happens to spot her car, and she knows for a fact it was her car, and it was in the In-N-Out drive-thru.
Shut up.
Would you be upset if you saw your car that you dropped off to the mechanic, and they said, look, it's going to, you know, be a pretty extensive repair, and then you saw it in the In-N-Out drive-thru?
Yes.
Yep.
Why?
Who wouldn't be?
Because they have to. A lot of people in the comments are like, well, you forgot. They do have to test drive it. When they do repairs on your car, they've got to drive it, particularly if it's like a check engine light or something, and that goes off. They have to put it through a full cycle, which means driving at different speeds and idling and getting on the highway. They've got to drive it around, so why not drive it through the
No, but you're not taking it to go run your errands.
But why not kill two birds with one stone? Hungry mechanic, he drives the car, he gets a double-double.
I guess that makes sense. Do you think they all do that?
Of course they do.
Just to go run like some personal errands and go pick up the dry cleaning and stuff?
They've got
to
drive it around.
I would if I was a mechanic. I'm not using my own gas.
Right. There you go. There's another reason. They always do. Anytime they, you know, I bring my car into the shop, you always know that they've driven it. The radio stations are changed. I'm like, how long have you guys been driving this thing? Seats always moved and the mirrors are always moved. I have to go back and reconfigure everything.
I always assumed that was just changed because, I mean, they're moving it to a different parking spot or maybe while they're working on it, they have the music on or something like that, which I don't mind. You think they're like taking it out for drives though? I do mind that.
They take it out. They have to hit the city streets, the highways.
I don't like sometimes, that. You're not on my insurance policy.
Well, sometimes they
point.
Have their own. But sometimes I've asked them, I said, look, my car makes this sound or whatever. They're like, well, okay, we got to drive it around so we can hear it for ourselves. Okay, well, have at it.
Yeah, drive I mean, around the parking lot. Don't take it out to,
I mean, I guess
on a boys trip.
Yeah, if they're not driving it.
Boys trip. Yeah, free car.
Like if they're going to get food, but then at the end they're like cleaning it from the inside and cleaning all my mess too, then I'm okay
Spruce
with it.
It up. The only I thing, like look, it. I don't have any issue. Take my car, whatever it needs to do to diagnose whatever the problem is with my car, fine. You're the mechanic. You know better than me. Drive around. But the In-N-Out and some fast foods, that's a lingering smell in there.
Yeah,
I'm going to get my car back and it's going to smell like a double-double with, you know, animal style or whatever. I don't need that stink
in my car. So you're
going to
get in the car and you're just going to be hungry. Like, hey, I want one too.
Plus those little itty-bitty tiny fries they make at In-N-Out, they're going to fall down in between the cracks of your seat. They're going to be everywhere.
And those little salt packets because they don't salt their fries.
Oh, yeah.
They're gone. Yeah. Those little cardboard fries just sprinkled everywhere.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's Hottest Trending.
Good morning, JV fam. This is Evelyn from Los Angeles. Can I have a Who Gives a Fart for my 13th birthday tomorrow? It's 13 backwards, but Who Gives a Fart? I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. And happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy 13th. Backwards birthday.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Great
That's a good point.
As we approach the 2-year anniversary of JV's passing, I just wanted to let you guys know that you're doing a great job. Graham, you're so damn funny.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Selena, I feel like the years being with JV rubbed off on you, and your comedy is awesome. Jess, keep up the good work. You guys wake me up every morning, and I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much for leaving that talk back.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, very much.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, Neo has just added a fourth girlfriend to his relationship.
There you go, Neo. What? That's smart.
So he already had three women that he was dating. Bella, Ariel, and Phoenix. And I mean, not like he was dating them separately. They're all one couple. They're all in one, you know, situationship together. And then he just added a fourth named Brie. He even commented on his relationship situation on Instagram. He posted on his story. He said, them. And then quotes, you know, people say, Neo, we don't approve of your relationship. And then he said, fun fact, I don't care.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's my question. Okay. Graham, because even you, when I was like, oh my God, he added another girl, and you were like cheering. Here's my thing. And at the end of the day, who cares? It's your life. Do whatever you want. As long as everyone, you know, that you're dealing with is okay with that and each other, who cares? None of my business how you date or live your life. Here's my thing. Is this what all men want deep down inside, but they've been trained by society or by whoever to like, no, I have to settle down with one person. But like, would guys like more than one?
I think that's kind of a tough question to answer because on surface level, you might get a lot of guys be like, yeah, and cheering like I was, you know, jokingly a minute ago. But then when you really actually were living in it, you might be like, oh,
three man. Times is the nagging.
Stressful? Yeah, three or four times the nagging and you know what I mean? It could be a lot more stressful and then
and
more birthdays and anniversaries to manage and all that kinds of stuff. My biggest question is, it's less about the mindset of the guys because you can see guys are, you know, our brains are a little more primitive. Yeah, another girlfriend.
Yeah.
A little easier. What about the ladies that enter into this sort of arrangement? I have more questions about them.
True.
Don't you? I mean, don't you quite like, why would you
want to share?
Yeah, why would you want that? Also, it seems easier if you are a Neo or somebody famous and wealthy, you don't hear a lot about, you know, Nate that works at the DMV who's like, I have five girlfriends. It seems like maybe
it's a lot easier for celebrities to accomplish.
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying is that part of the motivation for the ladies.
I think that's definitely part of it. Also, I mean, these ladies they're young, they're beautiful, they're living their life. I don't think I'm pretty sure they're realistic. Like, this isn't going to end up in like marriage between you and Neo.
It does on some TV shows.
Maybe, I mean, yeah, sure, sister wise, I think for sure it's possible in certain states, I guess.
Yeah, gotta go to Utah.
But it's like, I mean, from what I think, I mean, they have to know that it's just like a temporary fun fling thing. If you like everybody you're in a relationship with, and I mean, it just makes it even better, you know?
Do the ones that are already, the ladies that are already in the relationship, do they interview the new one coming in?
That I don't know.
I would assume.
I would want to say in who I'm going to be like sharing with and dating. Yeah. I feel like they're all like dating each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, effectively you are.
Yeah. Like, I would want to say in that. I really quick want to give a quick update in regards to all the people that were charged in connection with Liam Payne's death. If you recall, there were five people that were indicted. Mm-hmm. And a court in Argentina just dropped charges of criminal negligence for three of those people. So Liam's friend, Roger, he was charged with negligence. He was just cleared, as well as the manager of the hotel where Liam Payne died and also the receptionist. So they're all...
Those charges have been dropped.
They've been dropped. Now, the other two people, however, will remain in custody. By the way, the charge of negligent homicide, which is what they're facing, carries a sentence of 1 to 5 years in prison in Argentina.
Ooh.
That seems harsh.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Very harsh, but a very tragic situation nonetheless.
Graham, what do you have?
Quick question. You two ladies are Catholic, right?
Yes.
I don't like practice that now, but
that's
Yeah.
What's your guys' assessment of the Pope's health right now?
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm not up on, his health.
What? You're not?
No.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with him?
He's not doing very well.
Pope Francis continuing his recovery from pneumonia, and he has had six or now 7 after last night, peaceful nights of rest at the hospital. They're saying he's actually able to sit up and eat breakfast out of bed right now, which is good. He's 88 years old, if you didn't know. Pope Francis, he was admitted to the hospital on February 14th after a bout of bronchitis got worse. Doctors this week diagnosed him with pneumonia in both lungs on top of polymicrobial infection in his respiratory tract, meaning a combination of bacteria, viral, and other organisms. He's taken a combination of antibiotics and cortisone. And also has asthmatic bronchitis.
Oh, no.
I guess he only has one. I think he only has one lung. One that was.
He only has one lung.
Yeah, one was removed as a young man. So when you get a respiratory disease in your one lung, it's not really good.
Bad.
Anyways, Pope Francis, 88 years old, you guys. And I figured you guys as devout Catholics would be holding a candlelight vigil or something, a prayer circle or something for him tonight.
Yeah, I will pray the rosary tonight for him. Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Just when my mom makes me.
Got it.
Usually every year around Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, so once a year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, anything you'd like to talk about here before we get to Crazy Cash?
Yeah, there's a plump beaver that's going viral in Chicago.
Dave
Chicago's
Beaver, you
you hella
thick.
Plump. Oh. This, I guess it's sort of like beaver season in Chicago, and along the Chicago River there's a lot of beaver sightings, excuse me, and one in particular that was caught on like a wildlife camera looking hella thick. This plump beaver is now a viral sensation, and so the one of the nature departments there is asking for the public's help in naming this beaver. So I wanted to ask you ladies what you call yours, and then if you have any suggestions for this one.
Okay.
What? I'll throw out a couple of the ones that I've seen so far.
Okay, let's vote.
Well, this is the one that I think is the front runner, but maybe you guys don't get it. Sigourney Beaver.
Okay, like Weaver, but being a beaver.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good. The one that I'm going to throw in there, which I think would be pretty good, would be Damn Daniel.
Because we don't know.
We don't know if it's a male or female beaver. They can't determine that from looking at the...
Or it could be Damn Danielle. Like,
yeah, either way.
Either way. Like,
Damn Daniel. Because beavers like to build dams.
I like that one. That one has my vote.
Any... what do you guys call yours?
She doesn't have a name.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Is she supposed to?
I thought some ladies may have given theirs a name.
I mean, I feel like you've come across more...
Sigourney Beavers?
Yeah. Have you given them names?
Maybe nicknames. I don't know.
Like, can we hear a couple?
No, of course not.
Why? Did you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Do you name your stuff?
No, but some people do, I'm assuming, right?
Possibly. I mean, people name their cars.
Weird. This is getting weird.
Well,
I know.
I'm just wondering.
No, I don't think people do.
It's a legitimate. It's a legitimate question.
I don't think so. Yes, Jess. Oh, you want to make an admission? You do name yours?
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I just, if we were done with that conversation, I had a shout out.
Throw it in, Jess. Sure.
Just in case. Just because I will forget. But
Beave Irwin is another one of the suggestions that you can vote on.
That one's funny.
Irwin.
I like that one. I'll vote for that one. But Juan, who we just had on the phone, who won Kevin Hart tickets, he wanted us to shout out his one-year-old daughter. It's her birthday today. First birthday. Her name is Selena. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Selena. Don't care for the name, but happy birthday.
I love the name.
I think they named her after you.
Happy birthday. Yes, they actually did.
Yeah, right.
They did. All right. A lot of things to check out on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Check out our story. Patrick Mahomes has a new haircut that looks... It's not a bad haircut. It just looks so different on him.
I think it looks better.
So you can check that out.
I'm here for it.
Also, the proto clone.
Creepy.
The really creepy human-like robot that's going to be available later this year. They're only making like a little over 200 of them. I do not want this thing in my house. It's going to give me nightmares. No. That's also on JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.